We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to play Cheers 2 here. This is a chance for you to win $50 from Funky Buddha. We love our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We wish that there was Panthers hockey going on so that we could have some Funky Buddha, some gloves off at the tap room there at the BB&T Center. We love the drinks and the food at the Funky Buddha tap room in Oakland Park, which is still closed, by the way, by COVID-19, but they're planning a reopening very soon. I'll have details on that. But you can get Funky Buddha, your grocery store, right? People in South Florida, at least.
Oh, yeah. Publix has it. And people text me all the time and tweet me, DM me pictures of them in different states now. The Carolinas, I know, has Funky Buddha now. It's moving around. But, yes, I know I get mine from my local Publix, and I love it.
Yep, me too. And so you can have a chance to win $50 gift certificate here from Funky Buddha, and we'll play Cheers 2. Do you have our big open? We haven't played this in a while, Solani. You have the big open for Cheers 2?
Funky, 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 funky.
Let's play Cheers 2!
And now, put them up for Cheers 2.
I'm going to give Cheers 2.
I'm giving Cheers to Charlie Strong.
I want to give my Cheers 2.
Cheers to everybody that showers.
Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I had forgotten that. Some good work out of you, Solana. Dulcet tones of Dan Day in there as well. Makes any open better. All right. We'll go around the room first, then we'll go to the phone calls. I am giving cheers to anyone who is trying to make our country a better place. That means cheers to anyone who takes the time to listen to others and understand their plight and tries to fix something that's broken. Cheers to guys like Alejandro Solana, our executive producer, who went to the peaceful protests in Miami this weekend and knows that it'll take a unified approach to change some of the bad things. So cheers to anyone who's trying to make our country a better place. Anyone who realizes overwhelming force and domination do nothing to bring people together. Cheers to all y'all. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to the parents that just completed homeschooling because school is going into the summer now, and not the ones that acted like, the ones that really did it, the ones that saw their kids learn, the ones that got up early in the morning, learned all those damn passwords, signed into all the modules and the Zoom lessons, and really
the
helped
modules.
Their kids. Boy, I was moduling my ass off for the last 2 months. Cheers to the parents that really help their kids through the homeschool. I know it was tough on everybody, but cheers to those parents out there because I know it was tough on me.
That is so true, man. Solana, who are you giving cheers to?
Just like to say thank you, Hawk, for the cheers.
You're welcome. Quick.
I'm going to give cheers. We talked about it earlier to Publix for their phenomenal rotisserie chicken. I feel like we didn't even
phenomenal rotisserie chicken.
I didn't say phenomenal. I did not.
I think you said phenomenal.
No, I did not. I feel like we didn't even spend enough time on the greatness.
You didn't speak at the protest, did you? held a sign or something?
Take his bullhorn. No. Take his bullhorn.
You all are out here doing phenomenal things. What? This isn't going to help anyone.
All right. Just go, Dan Day. I'm done.
Dan, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm flabbergasted.
Dolly.
I'm going to give cheers to those peaceful protesters this past weekend that outside of a CVS, when things kind of started getting crazy, they talked everybody down because they knew that if it got wild and there was looting, it would dilute the message of peaceful protesting and trying to change this country for the better.
That is a good one, and I think you just stole Rick and Davey's cheers, too, who's on line two right now. So let's go to the phones here. I'll start on line one, though. Rod, who do you want to give cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to the woman police officer, Fort Lauderdale, who, when she saw her colleague start going into the crowd, puffing his chest, and shoved the little young lady who was kneeling, she went out there and grabbed them and pushed them all the way to the side and said, "Not around here." And now her picture is being shared everywhere on social media by even protesters saying that's what they were looking for.
Yep. Yeah. She is an icon, man. And She tore that dude's head off, right? That dude cowered. He cowered away. He's suspended, by the way, that officer. Oh, he's been suspended.
Yeah,
he's
sent him back to his cruiser.
Sent him back to the cruiser.
Set your ass down.
That is a good one. Here is Rick and Davey. I hope Dan Day didn't steal your thunder because it's a good one.
I hate that damn Dan Day.
Whoa.
Don't try
hey, Crowder, man.
Coming out
Crowder,
of the box swing.
Crowder, I can't wait till my half-Cuban godson gets born, brother. I know his middle name's going to be Ricardo, so I can't wait.
Oh, but, my God. Are you naming your... Is Rick the godfather? Wow, I had no idea, Crowder.
No, he's not the godfather. And I hope he doesn't ever see my kid, to be honest. I'm just playing, Rick.
I'm gonna go in the other direction, and I'm going to give cheers to players like Jaylen Brown and Lonnie Walker and Greg Jennings, who have gone out there and actually done something in the community and to help throughout these protests. Unlike certain big-name athletes, and all they do is talk and don't do crap, unless when it comes to China, then they stick their tongues in the rear end, and then they decide not to talk about China. But so my cheers goes to those athletes, Lonnie Walker, Greg Jennings, yep, who went there so his wife's store wouldn't get vandalized, and Jaylen Brown, the guys that are actually doing something during this time.
Yeah, nice job, Rick. Thank you for the call. We talked about the Lonnie Walker story yesterday. That was real heartwarming for Canes fans to see. He was cleaning up the facades of buildings in San Antonio, handing out water to people that were helping clean up. That was nice to see from Lonnie Walker. Paulie in Palmetto Bay. Who are you giving cheers to, Paulie?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. First of all, you guys always need to be cheers, too, just for what you do for the community. But yesterday, and I even texted Hawk yesterday about this, that Calvin Hughes interview was absolutely inspirational. It was absolutely needed, and it moved me to the point it almost brought me tears. And so I'm visually impaired, and I listen to you guys every day. And so thank you for sharing that, and I appreciate you bringing Calvin on and sharing the information that the community really needed to hear. That was really, really wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening yesterday. The interviews we had yesterday, Calvin Hughes and Tuan Russell, I thought were moving. Dr. Chuck was, always Dr. Chuck. He's always emotional and moving. But Tuan Russell and Calvin Hughes were excellent. And we really need to make Calvin Hughes a friend of the program. The anchor at Channel 10, if you're not familiar with him. But we need to make him a friend of the program because I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can hear it, by the way, on the radio.com app, if you search Hockman and Crowder, the podcast, we would appreciate as many downloads and likes and subscriptions to the podcast, which is free, as possible. Helps us out a lot.
What is Calvin Hughes? Is he 21 or 61? Well, he's one of those people that fall in that list.
I'm going to guess Calvin Hughes is like 55.
Oh, doesn't look right. Like, he must exfoliate.
I may be wrong.
Pete
in Miramar. Who are you giving cheers to, Pete?
What's up, fellas? I'm giving cheers to Udonis Haslam for all he does in the community. He's the man. He might sit on the bench, but you got to stand for something.
Yep. You are 100%.
He said something about that. in his speech, he said, my minutes are going down. I might not be shooting as much, but I'm going to be a voice in this community. He said that during his speech the other day.
He has been so impressive, man. And we talked about this yesterday. Udonis Haslem, like, just a guy that has really – there are certain guys, they play for a team, and they're part of the community, but they're not, you know, hugely embracing of what their role is in the community. And Udonis Haslem has stepped into that role. It's just been so impressive, man. I think he speaks for a lot of people who get torn, you know? It's mm-hmm. because he's got so many family members in law enforcement that he gets torn. So and that's why, like, none of this stuff is easy. And that's why, you know, you need people like Udonis to come out and say, yeah, we all have different feelings, different emotions, and let's sort this out together.
Yeah, tough to navigate, but with that Gainesville education, he can do it, you know.
I was thinking in spite of the Gainesville education, he can do it. But
you're a hater.
Obviously, you could see how two people can see the same thing and have totally different takes on that. All right, we need to award a winner here of a $50 gift certificate for Funky Boot Up Brewery. You've got, let's see, Rod, who is giving cheers to the woman police officer in Fort Lauderdale that little boyed the cop that was pushing the girl's face into the ground. Caller 2, Rick, he gives cheers to Jaylen Brown and Lonnie Walker and Greg Jennings and other athletes that have put their actions to use.
Yes.
Caller 3, Paulie, Palmetto Bay. Calvin Hughes from Channel 10 coming on yesterday and sharing his story. Caller 4, Pete and Miramar, Udonis Haslem for speaking out during a very difficult time. I am going to vote for Paulie in Palmetto Bay. I was very impressed with Calvin Hughes yesterday as well. I thought it was because he was on the scene Saturday night in Miami. He gave us such great insight. And he's a longtime member of our community. So I thought Calvin Hughes was excellent as well. So I will vote for Paulie in Palmetto Bay to get the $50 at Funky Boot Up Brewery. How about you, Crowder?
One of the toughest decisions I've had in Cheers 2 since we started it. And we brought it back today. But I got to go with Rod for that female officer because I think that's where the change starts. When the officers start officing themselves, when they start saying this guy's doing wrong, they start the bad apple, quote unquote, when the good apples start kicking the bad apple out the damn bag. I think that's where change can really happen. So I gotta go with Rod, number one, that female officer.
Be a good apple. Solana, you will be the deciding vote.
I'm gonna go with Paulie in Palmetto Bay. It's not easy for anybody to share their experiences, specifically a black person in this country, to share their experiences growing up in this country. And Calvin Hughes did a phenomenal job. Not a phenomenal job, but a phenomenal job yesterday. I listened to the interview multiple times yesterday. I shared it with all my family members, and I'm very proud to work on this show and listen to that. So I'm going to go Paulie in Palmetto Bay.
There you go. And again, we got to make Calvin Hughes a friend of the program. So Paulie in Palmetto Bay, you get $50 at Funky Boot Up Brewery. Hopefully that tap room will be open soon in Oakland Park, and maybe we can meet you out there for some yuca tots and some good old times, right? I'll be
there. Man, it's high on my to-do list when they open this thing back up.
Just let me know, Casey and Ryan. Just let me know. I will be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.